This is Dr. Robert Gish, presenting today treatment of chronic hepatitis C genotype 3. This is the Hepatitis Web Study course provided by the University of Washington, Hepatitis C Online. Treatment of chronic hepatitis C genotype 3. We'll be presenting today background and definitions, initial treatment and retreatment of prior relapsers, retreatment of prior non-responders, issues, controversies, future therapies, and summary. We'll start with background and definitions. Within the context of hepatitis C genotype 3, we must remember that hepatitis C in general infects 5 million people in the USA today. Genotype 3 is the third most common genotype in the US. Up to 85% of patients, depending on the patient population, have contraindications for interferon therapy. There's a major linkage of genotype 3 to IV drug users in some epidemiologic studies. Hepatitis C genotype 3 interferes with lipid metabolism in hepatocytes and linked with fatty liver. Slightly higher risk of developing cirrhosis has been proposed in some prospective epidemiologic studies. Hepatitis C genotype 3 is the new, quote, genotype 1 in terms of lower response rates as the first generation and second generation of all oral therapies for genotype 3 evolve. Virologic response is now defined typically as a 12-week treatment course, although some arms will have 24 weeks, with an SVR12 defining cure. No longer do we have to wait for 24 weeks to define a cure rate. Virologic response with hepatitis C therapy include relapser and non-responders, specifically null responder and partial responder patients. Relapse patients are non-responder patients, but have a different clinical, immunologic, and virologic profile. The AASLD IDSA IAS USA Treatment Guidelines 2014 for hepatitis C establish criterion for interferon ineligible patients. The total criteria are listed on this slide, which include intolerance to interferon, autoimmune liver disease or autoimmune hepatitis, hypersensitivity to PEG interferon or any of its components, decompensated hepatic disease, or clinical features consistent with current depression, and evidence of bone marrow suppression, such as a low white count, absolute neutrophil count, platelet count, or baseline hemoglobin. Pre-existing cardiac disease can serve as a contraindication to interferon therapy or interferon when used with ribavirin, as is the case with anemia. Let's now discuss genotype 3 treatment-naive and relapse patients. Here's an outline of hepatitis C treatment guidelines for initial therapy of patients with hepatitis C genotype 3. Regardless of eligibility for interferon therapy, sofosbuvir plus ribavirin is recommended as first-line therapy for 24 weeks. Alternative therapy, specifically if pegylated interferon eligible, can shorten duration by 50% and cut costs substantially using sofosbuvir, pegylated interferon, and ribavirin for 12 weeks. Not recommended is dual therapy with peg-riba for 12, 24, or 48 weeks. Monotherapy with either peg or ribavirin or a DAA is not recommended. And telaprevir, boceprevir, and simeprevir do not have any significant data to treat hepatitis C genotype 3. The data on genotype 3 that will be reviewed today, the key studies that support treatment recommendations include the fission, positron, valence, proton, and electron studies, as highlighted in this slide. Sofosbuvir plus ribavirin for genotype 2 or 3 was first looked at in the fission trial. This was 12 weeks for geno 3 dual all-oral therapy. Sofosbuvir at 400 mg daily, PEG interferon alpha 2A 180 micrograms once weekly, and weight-based ribavirin at either 1,000 or 1,200 mg. Fixed-dose ribavirin in two divided doses was used in the PEG interferon arm at 800 mg a day due to historical and label indications for ribavirin use in this setting. In the FISSION trial, we're going to look specifically at genotype 3. We had a 56% and 63% SVR or cure rate for dual all-oral in green or PEG ribavirin in blue. This is far below our new treatment thresholds of 80, preferably 90% for SVR rates, and led to a rapid evolution of study design, adaptive study designs, to look at more extended therapies for genotype 3. These low SVR rates look like our quotation, genotype 3 is the new genotype 1, end quotations. Sofosbuvir plus ribavirin in the Positron trial also looked at 12 weeks of dual all-oral where patients were interferon ineligible, maybe due to adverse events, maybe due to contraindications, maybe due to patient refusal. Let's take a look at the cure rates here for genotype 3 on this next slide. In this slide, genotype 3 only had a 61% SVR rate, again pointing to 12 weeks for genotype 3 as being insufficient for our new threshold cure rate of the 80 to 90% range. The Valence study had a treatment arm of soft riba in 250 patients for 24 weeks for genotype 3. SVR 12. This is very important. Genotype 3 in the amended protocol moved from 12 to 24 weeks as earlier data was emerging at this time. Again, remember, ribavirin is dosed at 1,000 or 1,200 milligrams a day, weight-based, not 800 milligrams as in the PEG-RIBA historical trials. Now, in genotype 3 patients, we've hit that 90% threshold, including 92% in cirrhotic patients. Very encouraging results, dual all-oral, 24 weeks, with its attendant increased costs. Now, studies took place looking at sofosbuvir, PEG-RIBA for 12 weeks. Initially looked at in the PROTON study, these are again treatment-naive patients. Let's take a look in the next slide at this subset analysis. In this slide, the PROTON trial results showed a 92% SVR rate, genotype 2 or 3 combo. Here we have 25 patients, soft 400 milligrams, plus PEG-RIBA, clearly meeting that threshold of SVR over 80, now over 90%. In this next slide, we're going to look at the Electron, arms 1 through 8. There were interesting arms here, including soft monotherapy, genotype 2, 3, then PEG, RIBA, for weeks 1 through 4, and weeks 1 through 8. Small number of patients, but some interesting results that arrive from this study. In this slide, in the Electron, this is genotype 3 specifically, we're looking at cure rates at 100% across all study groups. Soft RIBA, 12 weeks, interestingly, small number of patients, 100% SVR. PEG base for 1 through 4, 1 through 8, total of 12 weeks. And then in the final right arm, we had sofosbuvir 8 weeks with PEG RIBA for 8 weeks. Interesting. Can we look at adaptive study design? Can we shorten therapy for Geno 3 as short as 8 weeks in this treatment-naive patients using triple therapy? Interesting discussion points. Let's now look at prior non-responders genotype 3. Our new treatment guidelines in genotype 3 for treatment of non-responders is recommending as first-line therapy for sofosbuvir plus ribavirin for 24 weeks. Alternative therapy for those PEG interferon eligible, would be PEG RIBA soft for 12 weeks. Not recommended are bisoprolol, simeprevir, or talaprevir. Nor should monotherapy be used for any of these patients with either PEG or RIBA or a DAA. And treatments of decompensated cirrhosis with pegylated interferon are not recommended. Treatment experienced non-responders genotype 3 were looked at in the fusion, valence, and Lone Star 2 study. In this fusion trial design, we have soft RIBA for 12 weeks versus soft RIBA for 16 weeks. There was a placebo arm for 4 weeks in arm 1 of this large study of almost 200 patients. Here, in the fusion for genotype 3, we're looking at 16 weeks getting just a 60% SVR rate. Study results published by Jacobson in New England Journal of Medicine that led to further enhanced treatment extension studies to try to reach that 80 to 90% SVR target in this treatment experience genotype 3 population. The valence study, genotype 3, 24 weeks, 250 patients, allowed us to evaluate this specific treatment extension and prolonged therapy. Here we have non-cirrhotic patients, genotype 3, 87% SVR, again falling under those quotations. Geno 3 is the new Geno 1, but now the most difficult to treat are the cirrhotic patients. So again, looking at all oral, Geno 3 we could improve in this subgroup of cirrhotic patients. Here we have Geno 3, soft PEG RIBA and the Lone Star 2. Can we get better? Can we reach that 80 to 90% threshold? In this study, ribavirin was weight-based, very importantly, at 1,000 or 1,200 milligrams. In this Lone Star 2 study, Geno 3, treatment-experienced patients, triple therapy, 12 weeks, we've now reached that magic 80% threshold, 80%, 83% SVR rate for Geno 3. Issues and controversies in treating hepatitis C genotype 3. Number one issue and controversy we'd like to discuss here are the cost of therapies. Soft PEG RIBA, higher SVR than all oral, and maybe about half the cost. So let's look for PEG eligible patients for triple therapy. Should we wait for FDC, ladipizumab, sofosbuvir plus ribavirin? Preliminary, small data sets, I propose that SVR rates may be as high as 100% in Geno 3. When to defer therapy, staging disease, looking for advanced fibrosis or minimal disease, looking for patients with cryo or inflammatory or immune complex disease, all important considerations. Let's look about how the costs of therapies may impact treatment decisions. Recommended first-line therapy, soft plus RIBA, is almost $170,000. The alternative therapy that's PEG-based cuts that price almost in half and treatment duration in half, but the attendant risks of PEG interferon therapy. Here are cost issues in treatment non-responders. Again, we're looking at regimen costs, $169,000 for dual all-oral, $24,000. $97,000 for triple, PEG-based, 12 weeks. Hepatitis C therapy, cost per SVR. We'd like to thank Kemi Graham from Boston for this data assessment, and data sources are highlighted at the bottom of the slides. Geno 3, non-cirrhotic, soft RIBA, 24 weeks, cost per SVR is almost $200,000. Same number in soft RIBA for 24 weeks for cirrhotic patients. High SVR, over 90%. What about treatment experienced patients? Soft RIBA, 24 weeks, over $200,000. And treatment experienced cirrhotic patients, soft RIBA, 60% SVR, that's going to be $300,000 per SVR. Triple therapy in PEG RIBA, 12 weeks, 83% SVR. Cost per SVR is $126,000. Should we treat now or defer? Factors affecting treatment now include advanced fibrosis. Surrogates, if you don't have a biopsy, include a low platelet count, a spleen over 12 centimeters, a portal vein over 12 millimeters, suggesting portal hypertension, esophageal varices by imaging or endoscopy, synthetic dysfunction, defined best as bilirubin or albumin, systemic disease such as cryoglobulinemia, which may be manifested by a positive rheumatoid factor, neurologic, skin, or renal damage. Highly motivated patients who may have waited for maybe 1 or 2 decades, or symptoms of inflammatory disease. Patients with hepatitis C have been linked to increases in all-cause mortality. We already know the link with hepatitis C with cancer, transplant, and cirrhosis. How do you treat patients that failed sofosbuvir and ribavirin? Retreatment of SOF plus RIBA failure patients with SOF-containing regimens was explored in both genotype 2 and 3 patients. We'll focus on the genotype 3 patients today, but here's the study design. Open label, patients who failed in fission, positron, or fusion trials, Europe, US, and Canada, 107 patients, almost all genotype 3. Previous relapse after SOF-RIBA, because as you recall, almost every patient cleared during therapy, so these are really relapse patients. Patients with compensated cirrhosis were allowed to enroll. Regimens included SOF-RIBA, now out to 24 weeks, or SOF-PEG-RIBA for 12 weeks. SVR12 was the endpoint. Here we have the study design, 12 weeks triple, 24 weeks dual, ribavirin weight-based dosed. PEG alpha 2A was used in the triple therapy 12-week arm. This was presented by Dr. Rafael Esteban, EASL, April 2014. Retreatment of these soft RIBA failures, very interesting results. 12 weeks triple, PEG-based, 100% cure rate for GINA 2, but we're here to talk about GINA 3 today. 91% cure rate. Triple therapy. This was much improved over SOF RIBA for 24 weeks in these patients. So really, if you failed SOF, if PEG eligible, go back and treat with triple for 12 weeks. Can still be SOF based. Future treatment options for genotype 3. Future treatment regimens for genotype 3 include ladipasvir, sofosbuvir, possibly dacladasvir, sofosbuvir, and then ABT 450 plus ambidisvir plus or minus ribavirin, all being explored. And let's talk about just a little bit of data. Here we're looking at lead soft ribavirin versus lead soft in GINO 1. But let's now go to the bottom of this slide, GINO 3, treatment naive, 12 weeks, ladipasvir, sofosbuvir, dual, all oral, or triple therapy with ribavirin. Does ribavirin help in this patient population? This is derived from the Electron 2 study design. Ladipasvir, as you know, is an NS5A inhibitor that has been filed for FDA approval for genotype 1. Here we have the GINO 3 data. Ladipasvir, sofosbuvir, ribavirin with a 100% cure rate. Lead SOF at 64% still continues to highlight GINO 3 as the quote new GINO 1. Ribavirin may be diminishing in its role, but for the near term is probably not gone. Whether this actually gets into the label for ladipasvir is unclear as the fixed dose combination emerges. But with this data set, significant number of patients, off-label use may occur. Let's look at an exploratory study. Small number of patients with multiple arms, but in the GINO 2-3, we're looking at soft lead-in 7 days, then dacladasvir soft, or dual all-oral for 24, or triple for 24 weeks. This again, treatment-naive genotype 2-3 patients. Here we have the dacladasvir, sofosbuvir, plus or minus ribavirin. Let's look at the GINO 3 group. This is just GINO 3. Small number of patients. The SOF lead-in had a low SVR rate at 71, suggesting that maybe SOF alone might have treatment-emergent resistance. This still needs to be assessed. But Dicladisphere, Sofosbuvir, or triple, 100% cure rate, no lead-in. Suggesting we may not need ribavirin, but 24 weeks of therapy, as you recall, is the study design for this patient group, published by Mark Sulkowski, New England Journal of Medicine, 2014. In summary, treatment now with soft riba for 24 weeks, Geno-3 is the backbone. But consider interferon-based treatment in selected patients who can tolerate interferon, shorten therapy, save costs, and have anomaly higher SVR rate. In some individuals' opinion, this is a significantly higher SVR rate. Need to stage patients for the level of their liver disease and look for systemic disease, such as immune complex or cryoglobulinemia. Look for signs of fatty liver and metabolic syndrome. Geno-3 causes these NASH-like diseases and may be an indication for treatment. We discussed how Geno-3 may be the new genotype 1 with lower SVR rates with these new evolving therapies, but by being creative, keeping ribavirin, extending to 24 weeks, using triple therapy, may increase that SVR rate to the 80 or even 90% range in selected patients who are at need. I'd like to thank the University of Washington's team, the Hepatitis C Online Program, and Hepatitis Web Study Projects. URLs are listed on this slide. This has been funded by a grant from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.